Let's have a chat to Clayton Douglas, who's looking for the big sprint double.
Nature Strip, given the cue by McDonald, and the champ races to the lead by a length on Eduardo. Private Eyes running on, then came Over Past, Shades of Rose, Jackano and Giga Kick. Nature Strip a length in front, Private Eye, Giga Kick, Giga Kick down the outside, wins the Everest. The unbeaten three-year-old's done it.
Well, someone did tell me that is actually Clayton Douglas's phone ring, so he might need to change it after the TJ tomorrow. How are you, Clayton?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Michael.
I bet that puts a smile on your face every time you hear it.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Nah, I'm very, very proud of that horse, of his efforts that day. And, yeah, look, he hasn't let me down every run, so I've been really happy with him.
Is he going just as well as he was before the Everest? Because his first up run was phenomenal after blowing the start.
Yeah, no, he's going super. Really happy with him. That run topped him off nicely. He had a trial the other day at Mornington before he came back up to Sydney. And, yeah, the trial in between runs seemed to really suit him into a second up effort up to 1,200 should really suit. So, no, I'm really happy with where we're situated. And, yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a great race.
Having Zach Purton on his back's a very nice replacement for Willow. Barrier 9, how do you think the race will play out for Giga?
Yeah, look, there's good speed with Nature Strip and Passive Aggressive drawn just practically alongside us. And obviously, you know, higher pressure 1,200 metre race like this, they're not going to dawdle in this. So hopefully he can just get away a lot cleaner this time and give Zach some more options to maybe be a little bit closer in the run and just get a nice trail off the speed, and he'll get his chance up the straight.
He's shown that he loves Randwick. Is he a better horse, Sydney way of going?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say. You know, he really works well this way, and every time I've brought him up, he's just thrived. It's obviously his third trip to Sydney, so he's pretty well equipped for the travelling, and he gets here and settles in really nicely. And yeah, I've had a great week leading in. Everything's gone perfectly for me, and yeah, look, it's really exciting to have a horse in a race like this, and he's a live chance. So yeah, he's a little champion, and hopefully he can show it tomorrow.
Who do you think's going to be the hardest to run down?
Oh, look, I went through the race last night. I could make you know, valid points for most of the horses in the race. Like it's a great sprint race. It's, you know, it's awesome, and obviously, there's a lot of prize money attached to it, but, you know, you look at In Secret, she was unbelievable in the Newmarket the other day. I wish her win was done nothing wrong. He's two starts, Nature Strip, he was a little bit below par, but albeit he wasn't beaten that far in the Lightning. And you just know Chris Wall is such a champion trainer. He's going to have the horse spot on. And even speaking to Peter Snowden, he's very happy with Marzu. And then you've got the likes of Private Eye as well. So it's a phenomenal race. It's practically a heavyweight race, and yeah, our bloke needs to be on his game, but I'm really happy with how he's coming along.
When you're in the mounting yard tomorrow, do you say to Zach Purton, hey, you know, I'm a pretty good jockey, jumps jockey, this is how I want you to ride Giga Kick?
Well, as I know, as a jockey, sometimes things don't go to plan, so you know, a superstar like Zach, I think he probably doesn't need too much introduction to the horse. I'll just let him know a few little things that I find sort of suits the horse, and I'll probably leave it a little bit up to him after that. If the horse begins cleanly, it's going to give him a lot more options than if he's steady away and he's obviously forced to be a bit further back. But we'll probably know that at sort of a couple hundred metres after the start as to where we're going to lob in the run. But he's got a huge turn of foot, this horse, and he can reel off some sectionals. So if he's got free running up the straight, I'm sure he'd be hitting the line very solidly.
Have you worked on those starts with him? Done anything different?
No, not really. I find, you know, the other day he was a bit of a victim. Both horses from either side of him sort of jumped in on top of him. And he's a horse that actually can get in the stride not too bad. So he's not a you know, front-running sort of style of horse anyway. He, to me, he seems like a bit more of a chaser. So I just like to see him begin nicely and hopefully get into a spot somewhere forward at midfield and getting a nice trail somewhere. And as long as he's in striking distance, they're going to know he's there.
Well, we wish you all the best. We'll be cheering home Giga Kick. Is Bless Her going to go to Adelaide tomorrow?
She's staying at home. She's going to go to Bendigo for the last. So she's in the Benchmark 84. She's drawn off the track, but she she's going super that mare. Really happy with her. She's a good pressure up horse. She likes a bit of cut in the ground. So hopefully they've got nice juice in that track tomorrow. And she'll run a really good race first up. I'm really happy with her. She's obviously a stakes performer back to 84 class, but has to carry a big weight. So, but yeah, she'll run quite well.
Good on you, Clayton. Good luck tomorrow in the TJ.
Thank you very much.